Greetings. Welcome to Devotion, sponsored by the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today is Thursday, May the 12th, 2022. I am Father Dave Thomas, the priest in charge of Holy Saviour's Parish, Cat Island. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of thy people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him, who calleth us each by name, and follow where he doth lead, who with thee and the Holy Spirit liveth and reigneth, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John, the 13th chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. Very truly I tell you, slaves are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But it is to fulfill the scripture, the one who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I tell you this now, before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. Very truly I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The Gospel of Christ. A servant is literally a slave who had no rights in his master's house. Within the context of the gospel reading, the servant must know and the servant must do. He or she must know what the master says and must do what the master says. Oftentimes we know what the master says or what his word says, and we do the exact opposite, or even taking matters into our own hands, sometimes when we know that God will take care of us. Sometimes we ignore the master's call, but we want the master's blessing. Most times we know the right thing and still do the wrong. Have a glimpse of our society. In the schools, our children are being taught what is right, what is courteous and just, but yet they choose what is evil, hurtful, and unjust sometimes. And in so doing, there are times when they believe that they should still be rewarded. In fact, many of our parents still reward their children for not doing the right thing. It seems as if we believe that knowing is simply enough. That as long as we know the right thing or the right way, all will be well. Jesus invited his apostles and all those who listened to him to know and to do. To know God and to live God. Reminding them that religion is not only about professing one's belief, but it is about living what you profess. Therefore, as you begin your day with God and do some self-reflection, think about the many times that you have chosen what is easy rather than what is right, while knowing what is right. The gospel challenges all of us today and always to remember to know God and to remember to live God. Amen. Let us pray. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves this day. Let your presence be with us to its close. Strengthen us to remember that in whatever good work we do, we are serving you. Give us a diligent and watchful spirit, that we may seek in everything to know your will, and in knowing it, may gladly perform it to the honor and glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We thank you for listening to this morning's devotions, and we kindly ask that you share it with those around. Have a blessed day.